Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Battle at Bear Creek. Now, kids, before we get into today's exciting Wild Bill Hickok adventure, let's all get settled back with our big yellow boxes of new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And say, if you don't have your Sugar Corn Pops handy, next time be sure you do, because it's real fun to snack on Sugar Pops right out of the box while you take in the show. Now, let's listen. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were foremost in the fight to stamp out rustling in the Great West. One of their grimmest assignments sent them thundering across the plains of New Mexico and straight into the battle at Bear Creek.
Now, gents, have you had your fill?
We sure have, Angus.
Well, I sure wish everybody that sent for us would give us a big feed like that before he started talking about the troubles, huh, Bill?
It would be right nice, partner. All right, Angus, spill it. What's got you in a corner?
Rustlers, Bill.
Rustlers? Is that all?
Well, that's enough, Jingles. They're stripping the Mavericks out of my herd so fast they're going to ruin me.
Why, rustlers ain't no problem, Mr. Gordon.
Jingles.
Huh?
You're talking when you should be listening, partner.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Angus. I take it these are no ordinary rustlers.
You're right about that, Bill. They don't just come in and drive off a couple of hundred head. They're hitting me where it hurts the most. Calves, yearlings, and steers.
Young stock, huh?
Yep. We just finished the roundup, and my count on new stock is down by 20% or more.
Then how are they getting away with them?
I don't know. Few at a time, I guess. But they don't leave any sign.
Cookie said she wanted me to come up after supper, boss.
That's right. Gents, this is Speed Racker, my foreman. Speed, shake hands with Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles.
Hickok?
And Jingles. Howdy.
Howdy. Glad to meet you, Marshal.
Same here, Speed.
Wild Bill and Jingles are going to try to take a hand at running these cow thieves to ground, Speed.
Yeah, and we'll do it, too.
Angus is right, partner. We're going to try.
Now, you ain't going to find no more sign than we did. You're probably wasting your time, Marshal.
Maybe. Where's your shipping point, Angus?
Town of Sibley, 10 miles down the road.
Then we'll ride into town and spend the night. Tomorrow morning, we'll check around. You keep your eyes open here, and we'll let you know what we find. Come on, Jingles, let's saddle up.
Bill, seems to me you're going at this backwards, like a coyote looking for chickens in a pasture instead of a chicken coop.
How's that, partner?
Well, now, I figure if you're going to look for rustlers stealing cattle from a ranch, you stake yourself out on that ranch. What are we riding to town for?
Stolen cows have to be shipped, Jingles. We're going into Sibley where they load cows. Might give us a lead on who's shipping young stuff.
That job was meant for us.
Ooh, Buckshot. Ooh, I guess you're right. Where'd it come from?
Well, who cares where it come from? Let's get out of here.
Still shooting. Too dark to see him.
Well, he can see us up on this ridge.
That means he's below us.
Bill, there's the flash in the valley back by the Gordon place.
Come on, Jingles. Let's get him. Hi, Buckshot.
Joker. Bill, we'll never smoke out that bushwhacker in this dark. And he's got a bead on us already.
Drive on down his throat then, partner. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Hi, partners. Your old saddlemate Panhandle Jim talking. I do a lot of chinning here, too, but boiling it down, the most important thing to say takes just four little words. Yep, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. four words that mean the most delicious two-way cereal you ever tasted. Yes, sir, by jingo, because Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are golden hearts of corn, all popped up bright and jolly with a sweetening already on them, ready for eating right out of the big yellow box just like candy. Like I eat my sugar pops listening to the show. That's one way. Now, the other way you eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk in the morning for breakfast. And I'll stake my best six-shooter, you'll say you never tasted a better cereal than new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Because they're sweeter and crisper than ever before. That's why we sing...
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat!
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, in search of a lead to the unknown rustlers of Angus Gordon's cattle, were riding through the night toward the railhead of Sibley. From the valley floor, a lone gunman started firing at them, and Bill decided to smoke him out.
Hold your fire, Jingles. He's quit shooting.
Yeah, but I'll bet we don't find no more sign of him than you would coconut cake after a lodge picnic.
Oh, Buckshot, who are
you? Oh, ho, Joker.
We're just about here in this clump of pin oak. Got a match, partner?
Yeah, but it ain't going to do you no good unless it's to give that bushwhacking coyote another shot at us.
We'll have to take that chance.
All right, but I can think of better things to be doing than asking for a brisket full of lead. There. See anything?
Yeah. He didn't get off his horse.
That tells us a lot, don't it?
Yeah, on that match.
Yeah, yeah. It's blue.
All right, come on, let's get out of here.
You said it, but I ain't going to chase that jasper all over this valley for the rest of the night. I just ain't going to do it.
No, I'm not either, Jingles. We're heading on for town, keeping off the skyline of that ridge. Pick it up, Buckshot. Let's get to town. Come on, hurry.
Yeah. If I'm going to swap lead with a pack of rustlers tomorrow, I want a good night's sleep first. Don't, Joker. Head for the barn, boy.
This the place, Sheriff?
Yeah, this is where most of the cattlemen from around here do their loading, Hickok.
Looks like somebody's loading right now, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's Torrey Macon from Bear Creek Ranch.
I'd like to meet him.
Well, no sooner said than done. Hey, Torrey, want to meet a friend of mine?
Well, howdy, Sheriff.
Morning, Torrey. Step up and shake hands with Wild Bill Hickok. Bill, this is Torrey Macon, owner of Bear Creek Ranch.
Hickok, eh?
Howdy, Mr. Macon.
What's the U.S. Marshal doing around Sibley, Sheriff?
Wild Bill came down to help round up the rustlers that have been operating around here, Torrey.
Rustlers?
They been bothering you any, Mr. Macon?
Nope. Guess my spread's not big enough to interest them.
Those your cows being loaded now?
That's right. What about them?
Nothing. I just wondered. They look mighty young, mostly long yearlings, aren't they?
Some of them. What about it?
I thought most cattlemen waited till their beef was 4 years old.
You're getting too nosy for your own good, Hickok.
Hold it, Torrey. Hickok didn't mean no harm, just curious, that's all.
Well, curiosity killed a cat once, I heard.
Now, simmer down, Macon. I'm here to protect cattlemen, not to fight with them. Unless they get their cattle from rustlers.
That's all, you nosy starbacker. I'm coming over this fence.
You've got a mighty touchy conscience, Macon.
I don't stand for nothing on the likes of you.
This was your idea, mister.
Gee, Christmas, what a fight. Now, what you want to start a ruckus with Hickok for, Torrey?
Never mind, Sheriff. Let's go and give him a chance to think it over.
I'll thought it over, lawman. And the next time it won't be my fists. It'll be a body full of lead you'll get.
Oh, Bill, I never seen him act like that before. You reckon he stole them steers and yearlings? That what made him so touchy?
I don't make accusations without proof, Sheriff. But I reckon I'll go get Jingles and look over Macon's Bear Creek Ranch. Just for luck. You want to come along?
Well, I sure and blazes do. It ain't every day an ordinary plug sheriff like me gets a chance to ride knee-to-knee with Wild Bill Hickok. You just bet your best rope and saddle I'm a-coming along.
Me and Angus had the best game of checkers you ever saw. I beat him. Once.
He sure did, Hickok. We was going hot and heavy just before you rode up.
How many times did Angus beat you, Jingles?
Huh? Oh, couple of times.
How many?
Ten, doggone it. Now, what'd you have to ask that for?
And something else. I told you to keep your eyes open.
Oh, I did, Bill. I was wide-eyed as a hooty owl sitting on a barn door. Cross my heart and hope to choke.
Well, get in that saddle, partner. You and the sheriff are going for a ride with me.
I'll try to get back for even supper, Bill.
We will.
And I sure hope so. Yes, sir, there's nothing better than the spread Angus put on his team.
Well, thank you, Sheriff.
By the way, Angus, if you brand your calves every spring roundup, how do you figure Mavericks get to be 2 years old without a brand?
Oh, the boys are bound to miss a few, Bill.
And if they missed them 2 years in a row, they'd still be unbranded when they were 2 years old.
Hey, hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right.
What are you getting at, Bill?
I was just wondering how some steers I saw this morning got such fresh brands on them. Come on, let's go. See you later, Angus. Hiya, Buckshot.
Hi. Hurry back, Bill.
Jump, Yoder. Let's ride. Bill, we've been standing up here in these trees watching that ranch of Macon's for over an hour, and nothing's happened.
Yeah, Hickok, what are you expecting to see down there?
I'm not sure, Sheriff, but Macon sure acted mighty suspicious when he started that fight with me this morning.
Yeah, but that don't prove nothing.
Hey, wait a minute. There. Now we'll have something to watch.
But, Bill, that's just two cowpokes driving three Mavericks into Macon's corral.
You don't drive cows into a corral on an open range unless they're sick.
Well, now, I hadn't thought of that.
And if those were Macon's cowpokes, they'd be heading for the bunkhouse and not his ranch house.
That's right. 9 out of 10, it's right.
Now, look. There they come out again.
But, Bill, that ain't the same two. See, those Ranahans are wearing ripe, bright shirts, a red one and a yellow one. Real pretty ones, too.
That's right, partner. But they're getting on the same horses.
Hey, they are. It is the same two. Just change shirts is all.
Now, doesn't it strike you mighty funny that they'd go in the house, Macon's house, mind you, just to change their shirts?
By jingoes, Hickok, you're right. It does look funny.
Why, it sure does. Looks funnier than a jaybird jumping rope with a tomcat. But doggone it, I still don't know what it means, Bill.
You will right soon, partner, because you're going to turn rustler.
No, I'm not. Not on your life. You ain't making no night rider out of me, no siree. This is another one of those big ideas of yours that's going to make me the bait in the trap, and I just ain't going to do it. No, sir, I ain't. Hey, ho! Get along, Dogie. Hup, ho! Come on. Come on, Joker. Head him off, boy. That's right. Right into that corral, you wall-eyed critter. Up, ho-ho! Now get around him, Joker, so I can close this gate. There. Steady now. Steady. Well, there he is, Joker. Now to go in and see Macon. Uh-oh. Here he comes to see me. Howdy, Mr. Macon.
Howdy, cowpoke. Where'd you come from? I never seen you before.
Well, I'm a new cowhand up at Angus Gordon's Block S spread.
Yeah? What are you doing driving a critter into my corral?
Oh, well, I thought I'd like to pick out one of them new pretty red shirts some of the boys are wearing.
Yeah? What do you know about them shirts?
Oh, just that they're mighty pretty. And, well, some of the boys said all I had to do was to bring you a critter and you'd give me one. A red one, huh? I like red shirts real well. Ain't nothing wrong with this Maverick, is there?
Oh, looks sound enough. Came out of the block yesterday to Baldface's, eh?
Yeah, didn't have no brand on it, so I just got behind it and nudged it down your way. Now do I get the shirt, huh?
Yeah, you get the shirt. Come on in the house.
Oh, now that's real nice of you, Mr. Macon. You got a red one left in my size?
I got all sizes, cowboy. Here, come on in. Now, right over here in this next room. There you are. Take your pick.
Hoppin' horny toads. You got everything. Hats, boots, and shirts. Even silver saddles.
That's right. You just keep bringing me good unbranded Mavericks, and you can get anything in that room. For instance, 12 critters get you that new pair of boots.
Oh, well, I'll be back again, all right, Mr. Macon. I'll just take this red shirt here.
Go ahead. Put it on. I'll see who's at the door.
Bacon, you got big trouble.
Speed Racker, I told you not to come here in the daytime. What if Angus saw his own foreman down here?
I had to come. Hickok's wise to you. He's scheming to get the goods on you.
Well, Mr. Macon, how do I look? I sure like this.
Macon, that's him. How did he get in here?
He's a new cowhand up at your ranch. Didn't you know him?
Know him? I sure as shooting do know him. That's Jingles. Well, Bill Hickok's different.
Yeah, that's right. Now you two stand where you are, or these six guns of mine might start spitting.
No, you don't. Jump him, Steve.
Get off of me, you owl hoots. I'll hammer you into the floor.
Oh, no, you don't. You're sticking. Oh, I'm going to take care of you right now.
Look out, Macon. I'll get him.
Hey. Good work, Speed.
Yeah, but what are we going to do with him?
That's right. If you don't show up back at Angus's ranch, Hickok will be right behind him.
Yeah, that's right.
I got it. Load this big tub of lard on a pack horse and take him up to the cave on Red Rock.
And get rid of him, huh?
Yeah, not yet. I'll stay here and wait for Hickok. Then, when I've gotten rid of him, I'll come up and help you put this nosy deputy out of the way for good. Now get going!
Say, Wranglers, right off, the first thing you see when you dig into your big yellow box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, like I do listen to the show, is a bright, shiny, silvery bag. And it's mighty pretty, too, isn't it? But it's not just for looks. No, sir, that bag is pure aluminum. Keeps your sugar corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. That's why Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are always fresh. Yep, crisp and crunchy and fresh as an evening breeze. And remember, you can save that bag for your mom to use to keep things fresh in the refrigerator, too. So now you know why new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops always taste just right. Yes, sir, by jingo. Downright delicious, out of the box like candy or out of the bowl with milk. So if you aren't enjoying Sugar Pops right now, load up on those big yellow boxes at the store tomorrow. Then you can enjoy all the Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops you want.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Back at the Block S Ranch, Angus Gordon, Wild Bill Hickok, and the sheriff waited for Jingles to return with the news of how he'd fared with Torrey Macon. But after 3 hours had gone by, Bill began to get worried.
I figure he should have been back half an hour ago, Angus.
Well, maybe he dawdled over picking out the pretty shirt, Hickok.
I doubt it. Maybe something went wrong. But I can't figure what... Wait a minute.
What struck you, Bill?
Angus, where's Speed Racker, your foreman?
Why, he said he was going into town right after you and me sent Jingles off of that marked steer.
I'll stake my next 3 meals on it. He didn't head for town. Come on, my partner's in trouble and it's my fault.
Bill, you ain't saying the Speed Racker's in with Macon, are you?
If he is, he's going to be the sorriest wrestler you ever saw. Come here, Buckshot. Run, boy.
Man, I wish I had a horse like that.
Good boy, Buckshot. All right, hit those saddles. Let's ride. Hi, Buckshot. Hi. All right, here we are. Pull up. There's a steer Jingles was herding. He's been here all right.
Doesn't look like we're very welcome, Hickok.
I figured on that. Come on.
But, Bill, you ain't going in there.
All right. Jingles in trouble. It's Macon or me this time.
All right, Macon, I'm coming in after you.
Well, we can give him some of that, too.
And I'm going to pay him back for stealing my cattle. Let's go, Bill. We're with you.
Stay back, Angus. I'll take this polecat by myself.
You better shoot straight, Macon, or your time's up. You ain't taking me, Hickok. Move!
Now, leave that gun on the floor. It's just as easy to hit you in the chest as your gun. I start talking and talk fast. Where's my partner?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't stall with me, Macon. Where's Jingle?
Never heard of him.
All right, if I have to beat it out of you, I will.
That's just what I've been looking for. A chance to beat in your head, you nosy stupid.
You're going to talk first, Russell. Where's my partner?
You're not making me talk, lawman.
All right, maybe this will convince you.
Move on.
Are you going to talk more, or do you want more?
No. No, I'll talk. Speed Racker took him up the cave at Red Rock. Speed did it.
Racker, huh? Well, I thought so. All right, you're going to show me just where. Come on, get on your feet.
All right.
Get out there on my horse. Come on, move.
Stop, shut it.
If anything's happened to Jingles, you're loaded with trouble, mister.
Bill, you all right? Where's Jingles?
That's where this Gila monster's going to take us now, Angus. All right, Megan, take us straight to that cave. Hi, Buckshot. Come on, Sheriff. Angus. Faster, Buckshot. Come on. Hurry, hurry.
All right, there's the cave right up there.
Oh, Buckshot. Hold on. Go ahead, Megan. Lead the way.
Now. Now that jughead speed wrecker will shoot first and ask questions later.
Well, he can't see us very good in the dark.
Yeah, but he might just get lucky and plug me.
Stop talking and start walking.
We're ready if he starts shooting, Bill.
Yeah, I'd like to smoke that buttered out.
Wait a minute, hold your fire. If Jingles is in that cave with Wrecker, you might hit him.
Hey, no, that's right.
You can talk Wrecker out, Macon. Go ahead before he stops.
Peacock, he's shooting. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. You're walking right up to that cave with me, Macon. Now move!
You stay where you are, I'll blast you.
No, Racker, no. No, don't shoot, don't shoot.
Who's that?
It's me, Macon. I'm coming in.
It's about time. I've been sitting here with this ornery elephant for 2 hours. What kept you?
I held him back a bit, Racker.
Hickok!
Bill, is that you?
It's my chance, Hickok!
Bill, did you get him?
Yeah, partner, I got him. You all right, Jingles?
Well, we'll be when you get me untied.
Yeah. I'll cut your ropes loose. There, free. Can you stand up all right?
I hope so. I sure don't want to spend any more time in this coyote's den.
Well, you sure helped us clean up this wrestling mystery, partner.
Yeah, Jingles, you sure did.
And I'm mighty grateful to both of you, Mr. Hickok.
Bill, you were right. Wait till I strike a match. There. Look at this pretty red shirt I got on. That varmint right there gave it to me for bringing him that critter.
Oh, then that's how I've been losing so much stock over the last 2 years.
Well, you won't be losing any more, Angus. The sheriff, he'll take Macon and Racker away to jail for keeps.
Yeah? And of all the rustlers, that just leaves me going free. And, well, you don't have to worry about me no more. My rustling days are over. Why, from now on, every time I see an unbranded maverick, I'm just going to tip my hat and say howdy and pass right on by. I'm getting so I don't like red shirts no more.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks. We'll be back with you again on Friday.
Right. And we have an action-packed story about jewel thieves and guess what? A prize pig.
Meanwhile, and then I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
It's the greatest new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Hal Gerard, Ralph Moody, Jess Kirkpatrick, Tom Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok chases Pettigrew's prize pig. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.